discarded soap boxes and zinc planks and for the roof. And you have a hole in the ground for your toilet, no drainage. So it's a pretty grim existence, because before then, there was 4.5 years of 3.5 years of Japanese occupation, and then the long period of rehabilitation in a very poverty-stricken world after the World War. So it was tough.
Now, one of the things you felt it was necessary to do when you became the Prime Minister in 1959 was to redistribute the wealth. Why was that important, and what do you think are the most important steps you took toward redistributing the wealth?
Well, if you want to enthuse people to join you to throw the British out, you've got to hold out to them the expectation of some benefit. And the benefit was, we'll share all these fine things that British had. But of course, there are more people to share than there were fine things. So the next problem is, how do we create more fine things? And that was the beginning of our learning process.
Is it fair to say that your approach was to try to attract multinational corporations and get them to set up shop in Singapore?
Well, that was later on. First, we tried it, do-it-yourself, DIU sort of, you know. We didn't realize that it was a difficult business, that creating wealth was not a simple business of just planting coconuts or papaya and bananas. It's a different world. If you plant coconuts, papayas and bananas, then you don't make much of a living. It's when you have educated people and they know how to make use of machines, and then you are able to add value, much more value than if you worked with your bare hands and simple implements, that we learn how to make a better life. And we keep on learning how to do that all the time, because the implements change with computers, with robotics, and there is no end to this process of learning and relearning, which is sweeping across the whole world and not just Singapore.
Well, how did you try to improve education in Singapore and get more people into school?
That's the crucial part. I mean, do you educate your people? Do you give them the basic knowledge and give them the zest to learn on their own? We had a very mixed and difficult series of languages. The British kept us separate. So Chinese spoke a series of their own 6 or 7 different dialects. Indians spoke 3 or 4 different languages, and Malays spoke 3 or 4 of their different dialects. We decided that all will learn English, and that will become our common language, and so that you can get everybody into a factory and they understand each other. And what we didn't expect then, turned out to be a bit of serendipity, was the world decided to use English. This was even before the internet. And multinationals, when they came, whether they were Germans or French or Japanese, they spoke English too. So it was an immense benefit to us.
Now, in the United States, a very controversial subject is whether there should be Spanish in classrooms that have a lot of Latino people in it. You know, whether English should be the only language in school or whether other languages should be allowed as well. How controversial was your move to make English the language in school in Singapore? And what reaction did you get to that? And how did you deal with the reaction?
Language is a very emotional subject, very emotive. People cling on tenaciously to their mother tongue because that's what they learned to speak to their mother in whilst they were still suckling at the mother's breast. So if you tell them to drop their mother language, then you have a lot of trouble. So what we did was, you can go to any school of your choice to learn your mother tongue, if you wish, but you will also learn English as a second language. Or, if you prefer to do better in English, and you go to school teaching you English as a first language and your mother tongue as a second language. Now, during the first few years, many chose mother tongue, first language, English, second language. But when they went into the job market, they discovered that English as a first language got better jobs. So the parents too soon got the hang of it and switched their precious boys and